Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the Ready Church. This morning is another day that the Lord has kept us, and he's kept us with our minds stayed on him. Aren't you glad to know that he's a keeper on today? We just thank him. We worship him on today. So much going on around about us, but he's still King of Kings, and he's still Lord of Lords. In spite of the destruction and chaos and confusion all around about us, even this morning. You know, I'm running a little late coming on, but nevertheless, you know, the devil still defeated this morning. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. We just thank him on today. Aren't you glad, you know, that he came by and touched you this morning? And not only did he touch you, he touched your loved ones this morning, and he's kept us, and he's keeping us in the midst of chaos and confusion and disarray all around about us. He's still yet keeping and blessing us. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul this morning, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I tell you, like I just said, you know, things be coming in the atmosphere, seem like, but it's just a sign that we're on the right road. When the devil be trying to throw things, you know, in your path, know that God for you, he's more than the whole world against you on today. And I thank him for that on today. He's worthy to be praised. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this morning for your grace and for your mercy and for coming by and touching us this morning and being closed in our right mind and the activities of our lives. We take nothing this morning for granted on today. We thank you for your angels that encamps all around about us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God, because you're worthy to be praised this morning, oh God, and we praise your name on today, God. We pray for the listeners on today, God, that you will unstop their ears in this last hour and pull the scales from off their eyes that they may be able to see in this last hour the hands of the enemy, oh God. We just thank you, God, because we know that the joy of the Lord is our strength on today. And we pray on today that you will minister to us in a special way. Help us to be that ready church, for we know that you're soon to come and you're coming back for a ready church on today. In Jesus' name we pray, and the devil defeated, and God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present today, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Hallelujah. As I always say, you know, from one week to the next, you know, it's a blessing to be able to be in the land of the living, to make a difference where it counts on today. You know, I'm always saying, you know, Lord, search me. Turn that light from heaven on my soul this morning. Ask him to turn the light from heaven on your soul. And if you find anything, we know, you know what you're doing that's displeasing to him, ask him to take it out this morning. He's giving you another chance, another day, you know, to get it right on today. Give you another chance to confess on today. He's giving you another chance to repent on today and turn from our wicked ways and turn to Christ on today. Because as we can see, time is winding up. That's what we're supposed to be preaching about. Time is winding up. Come on in the ark before it's too late. Hallelujah. Oh, Noah said it was going to rain. Oh, yes, the rain came and washed them all away. And God cleansed the earth, and he started all over again. Now look where we are, Babylon. America has fallen from truth, fallen from grace on today, God. But we just thank God for his grace and his mercy on today that he has extended onto us today in Jesus' name. Ain't that something? We thank him. There's power still in the name of Jesus, still power in the blood of Jesus, still healing in the name of Jesus. It's still good news in bad times all around about us. The good news is Jesus Christ on today. And you know, he said, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. Hallelujah. Nation mean people. So it don't have to be you on today. You can look at your neighbor, whoever beside you, around you right now, and say, it don't have to be me this morning. He's giving me another time to get it right on today, to ask him to search us and change our hearts and mind on today so we can make heaven our home. Ain't that right? The word of God says in Psalms 33:12, he said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. Oh, yes, this is the best inheritance you could have is God's word. You know, it gives you eternal life, life with Christ on today. Well, this morning I have a guest with me on today. I thank and praise God for this young lady. She's been in my life a long time. Thank and praise God. Seeing God work in this young lady's life, you know. She was a young lady that was, you know, out on the street, you know, and doing drugs and everything. And I seen how the Lord came into her life and changed her life. And she's been running ever since. And we thank God. And he will do the same for you today. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what sin you've been in, what sin you're even in right now. He will change you. He will come in and save your soul and make you brand new. Oh, yes, he will. He will clean you from the inside out. I tell you, that's the kind of God we serve on today. And at this time, I'm inviting my guests to come on. Are you there this morning? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord is my guest. You're on the air. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me this morning?
Praise the Lord. I can hear you now.
All right.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
God.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, so much
yes,
going on.
Lord.
I tell you. We thank God for you this morning. We thank God for you coming on this morning to share the word of life. And we pray on today that it will change someone's
yes,
life. That's what the word is a life-changing word, you know?
Yes, I know. I'm a living witness.
All right. Tell me about it.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm a witness myself. They, me too.
Yes.
And I thank him. And I've been running ever since. And I ain't got tired
yes,
yet. You know, things have hit my life and try to knock me down and try to knock me
yes,
out of the race. But I'm still running. I'm going to run
yes,
on and see what the end will be. How about you?
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
at this time, I'll turn it over to you. God bless
okay,
you.
Thank
we already
you,
had
Jesus.
Prayer. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I
God,
just thank God for being here this morning. Thank God for another day. Thank God for you allowing me to be a guest on the Ready Church on today. This ministry has really been a blessing in my life, and I thank God for you all on today. This morning, just wanted to speak a little about, like you said earlier, the nation that forgets God. And we're going to start in Genesis chapter 1 this morning. Like you said, nation means people.
Yes.
And how can we forget God, the one who created us and created everything?
Yes.
Genesis 1:1 reads, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And if we go to verse 26 of that same chapter, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion, which means control, over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. The word forgets means, you know, the enemy wants us to put out of our mind, to cease to think of God. And how can we forget God who created us this morning? If it had not been for God, we would not be existing this morning. Nothing in this earth would exist without him. So I'm thankful to God this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turn with me to Psalms 9 and 17. Thank you, God, who does not want us to forget him this morning.
Amen.
God has been truly so good to all of us. Thank you, Jesus. If we would just think Amen. Back over our life this morning, how good the Amen. Lord has been to us. How can we forget him this morning after all that he has done for us?
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
all right.
Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Psalms 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. Thank you, Jesus. There's a place for the wicked.
Yes.
And that place is called hell this morning. The Bible talks about hell. And people
All
try
right.
to, the devil wants you to think that hell does not exist. But it does exist according to the word of God. But we don't have to go there this morning. We would just turn our lives over to the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Ezekiel 18:23. Thank God for the word. It comes to shake us. It comes to remind
yes.
us. And I
yes.
thank God for the word this morning.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I know where I would be. I would be lost this morning without his word. I know his word would change your life. He changed my life through his word. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank
yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
all
Jesus.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. When I think of his goodness and all that he has done for me personally, my
yes.
soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank yes. God for saving me. I know I would not be here today if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, for someone who prayed for me. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel 18:23 reads, have I any pleasure all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? God said he don't have no pleasure in seeing somebody lost, you know. He don't have pleasure in that.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Ezekiel 18:30-32. Thank you, Jesus. Therefore, I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his ways, saith the Lord God. Repent and turn yourselves from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. Cast away from you all your transgressions, whereby you have transgressed, and make you a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? God is asking us a question this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. He said, why? He said, why will you die? God wants to give you a new heart and a new spirit. That's what he does when he comes into your life.
Yes.
You know, you don't desire to go after those things anymore. Thank you, Jesus. He don't want us to die this morning. He want us to live. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Ezekiel 33:11. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. It says, say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Again, God is saying, why will you die? I'm just asking you to turn away from it. Thank you,
all
Jesus.
Right.
Yes, Lord. He said he don't have no death. He don't have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Luke 15 and 10. Thank you, Lord. Like this host said this morning, God has woken us up. We have new mercies this morning. He's given us another chance. Another chance to change and to turn away from our evil and wicked ways and turn to him this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Luke 15 and 10 says, likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. Thank you, Jesus. I know when the Lord saved us, the angels was really rejoicing.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They were rejoicing in heaven because God saved us. Thank you, Jesus. He said there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sin of that repentance. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
So you give your life to the Lord, the angels going to be rejoicing for you. Thank you,
all
Lord.
Right.
Hey, that's something. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I thank God for those angels that rejoiced over me when I got saved. But there's one third of the angels that fell from heaven, and they're not rejoicing over our salvation this morning.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The one third of the angels that fell with Satan, they are not rejoicing over my salvation or yours this morning. Satan is always on our track, trying to turn us back. So we can't afford to be relaxed and comfortable in a time like we're living in. What we see should be disturbing to us as the saints of God. And Ezekiel, God was asking a question. And then God turned around and provided the answer for us. He said, why would you die, O house of Israel? But then he's going to give you the answer. Turn to Deuteronomy 30 and 15. He asked the question, but then he gave you the answer to it. Thank you, Jesus.
Gorgeous.
That's how good God is. He said, if you can't figure it out, I'm going to help you this morning. I'm going to give you the answer to the question that I asked you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Deuteronomy 30 and 15 says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, and that I command thee this day to love the Lord God, to walk in his ways and to keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. So God said, I have provided you, see, I have set before you this day life and good and death and evil. But you got to make a choice now. He can't make a choice for you. He gave the answer.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. The same answer God gives us when we have questions is the answer we should give to others, and it is the word of God this morning. If you know someone and they have questions about their life, lead them to the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. It's our basic instructions before leaving this earth. Anything that's going on in your life is in this word. And we thank God for that this morning. Isaiah 43 and 25. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for his word. This is the word that changed my life.
Yes.
And there was nobody but the Lord who changed it. I was a drug addict. I didn't go through a one-step or I didn't go through a 12-step, but I took one step, and that was to Jesus Christ. And he changed my life. So I didn't have to go to the drug, alcoholic anonymous this morning. I just went to the Lord. I gave my life to him, and he changed my life forever.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. I had to go to the AA meetings. I came to the Bible study meetings. I came to the prayer meetings, and that's what changed my life.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. I took one step to him, and I heard the word, and the word said, if you come and you continue to hear the word, your faith begins to grow. Thank you, God.
Yes.
And my faith grew in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I just trusted him. And I thank God this morning for the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
Isaiah 43 and 25. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for my own sake and will not remember your sins. Will you give your life to Christ? All that stuff we've ever done, God said he blotted out. He's not going to remember that stuff. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to blot out all your transgressions. All the precious blood of Jesus is going to come and wash all your sins away. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Those hidden sins people may not know nothing about, God's going to wash them all away. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Y'all using Clorox this morning, but y'all need to use the blood of Jesus. That's going to wash away them sins and the stains of sin. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Wash them all away. He said, we'll not remember thou sins. Thank
all
you,
right.
Jesus. They will be under the blood of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. Let's go to Michael 7 and 19. See, when God saves, you get excited about the word of God. Thank God. I just thank God for what he done in my own personal life. I know that he's a real God, that he's a true and a living God this morning. What he done for me, nobody else could do. Thank you, Jesus. I could not do it in my own strength. I would be like, oh, I'm not going to get high tonight. I'm not going to drink tonight. But then as soon as somebody came back with some drugs and alcohol, there I go, because I didn't have no strength. I couldn't do it by myself.
I know that
God is real. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Take that desire and that taste away from me. Thank you, Lord. As I just continue to run in his presence, continue to hear his word. Thank you, Jesus. That's how I got free. Thank you, Lord. I heard a life-changing word. That is what this ministry is all about. It's about giving out a life-changing word. Every time we come and we hear, something should be changing in our life. Something should be drawing us closer to God, wanting to have a relationship with him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like you said, shine the light from heaven on my soul, God. If you find anything that should not be, take it out and straighten me. It's a personal journey that we have to take this morning when we stand before a just God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for his word. Michael 7 and 19 says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities, and thou wilt cast all their into the depths of the sea. Every day God is having his compassion upon us. He said, even yet when we were sinners, even when we didn't know God, he still gave us his grace and his mercy was upon our life because somebody was praying for us. So many of us would not be here on today if it had not been for God's grace and mercy. I know I am one of them people. So I thank God this morning for his compassion, for his love. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We're not playing church this morning. We love the Lord here at the Ready Church. We love the Lord for real. We are pouring out everything that God has put inside of us to help someone else along this way. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The devil wants us to forget, to put out of our mind, to cease to think of God. The devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. That's in John 10:10. Thank you, Lord. The devil wants to give us the riches of the world so that we can forget the word of God and focus on the riches of this world. If we have forgotten God, we have become like the wicked and the fool, according to Psalms 53:1. We're going to turn there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. These are tears of joy this morning. I'm just rejoicing in the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
The fool have said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and have done abominable iniquity. There is none that doeth good. God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and that did seek God. And thank God there are some that's here that we understand what the word says, and we are seeking God every day, not only for ourselves but for our loved ones, for your neighbors, for those that you care about, your friends. You're standing in the gap calling on the name of Jesus, you know, praying that God would touch hearts. So we just thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord never wants us to forget about how he saved our souls and set the captives free, how he healed our bodies and our sin-sick souls, how his blood was shedded on Calvary, how he was beaten with 39 stripes. He was spit on and mocked. You know, and people act like God have not did anything for them. Jesus did all of that for us. He died on the cross for us. He shedded his precious blood for the remission of all of our sins, everything that we've ever done that was displeasing in God's sight. Thank you, Jesus. But if we look at the church today, our morals are very low. Anything and everything goes on in the body of Christ. We are no longer praying or seeking God like we used to. We are no longer sharing the gospel because we are too busy promoting ourselves, our friends, businesses, clothing. I mean, if you go on Facebook and you look at the church, they are promoting hairlines. They are promoting people, businesses, and clotheslines and all types of stuff, but nobody is using Facebook to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're using it for everything else.
All
promoting themselves. Yes, they're using it for everything but Jesus. And where is that in the Bible? When Jesus went in the temple and they were selling things, he became angry. If we would turn to Matthew 21:13. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus became angry at what he saw that was going on in the house of God. So I know he's angry now. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your word. Thank you for your word.
Yes, Lord. Matthew 21:13, it says, let's go to verse 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and brought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold doves. So why is it that they're selling all this stuff in the house of God when Jesus became angry about it? He said he cast out all of them that sold and brought in the temple. So that tells us right there that we shouldn't be selling things in and out of the house of God this morning. And in verse 13, he went on to tell them and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. That's why the house of God existed. It was for us to go in and hear the word of God and pray and worship and praise God. It's not for entertainment. It's not for you to sit back and drink your Starbucks coffee and socialize and all that stuff that they're doing in the house of God. That's not where the house of God was made. It was for us to go in to have a place of worship, to praise, to pray, and to worship the true and the living God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We used to sing a song that says, Jesus, I will never forget what you have done for me. Well, if you look around, we have forgotten. And it's all because of the money, God. People have so much now that they don't need God or even want to hear about God. People got so much money, they ain't got time to hear about God. They don't want to hear nothing about no God. They got their money, God, now. Let's go to Matthew 19. Thank you, Jesus. And 21, we're going to read about this rich man and his money, God.
All right. Trying to hold my peace. I'm telling you, it's hard. I'm telling you, yes, Lord. I'm trying to be quiet.
Yes.
I want people to get the word.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
19 and 20 says, a young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. Now, this is Jesus himself talking to this young man. He said, go and sell everything that you have, give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He became sad because Jesus told him to sell all that he had and come and follow him. Where's your keepsake this morning? The host talked about the keepsake on Wednesday. Thank you, Jesus. Then Jesus said unto his disciples, verily I say unto you that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. So people got riches now, but those riches is going to keep you from entering into the kingdom of God. Because you treasure what you have on this earth more than you treasure what's waiting for you up in heaven. And I thank God this morning. I'd rather be a poor man with Jesus than a rich man without him. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Acts 28 and 20. Thank you, Lord. Thank God for the word. We almost there, y'all know. You know, I love the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
I love the word. I know my pastor, he loved the word, too. And he taught me the word. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Acts 8 and 20 says, but Peter said unto him, thou money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. A whole lot of people money is going to perish with. Ain't nothing they can do with it. After you leave this world, you done sacrifice your soul for some money. But you got to remember that we all have to leave here. It's a fact that we were born, and it's a fact that we're going to die. And after you die, what can your riches do for you then? When you got to stand before God, it's nothing that your money would be able to do for you. Thank you, Jesus. And that same chapter, verse 24 says, then answered Simon and said, pray ye to the Lord for me that none of these things which you have spoken come upon me. Thank you, Jesus. We need prayer in this last hour so that we can keep our focus on the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The enemy wants to remove us from the place where God has placed us. Go to Revelation 3, and that's going to be our last scripture, Revelation 3. He comes to remove something from you. He wants to remove that candlestick. He wants to take your life this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let him do it. Thank you, Lord. Revelation 3. Thank you, Lord. Reminds us, it says in the word, be watchful. Watch, pray, and stay alert. Be mindful of the things around you, people around you. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. That's what the Lord wants us to do as his saints. We're trying to strengthen the things that are around us, our family, our friends, people who don't know Christ. We're trying to strengthen them by sharing the word of God with those that don't know Christ this morning. That's our job. That's why Jesus saved us, to get out here and to continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ until the last breath leaves our body. That's our job, Jesus. He says in verse 3, remember, y'all don't forget what y'all heard this morning. Remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou should not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou should not know what hour I will come upon thee. God wants us to watch, pray, and stay alert this morning. But not only that, he says, remember therefore how thou hast received. Remember how the word of God has been shared with you, and how you've heard it. So you've heard it, so now you're accountable for what you've heard. And hold fast, hold on to the word of God. It's the only thing that's not changing. His word never changes. He says, and repent. Repent means to turn away from it and never go back to it. Thank you, Jesus. If therefore thou shalt not watch, see, if you're not watching, then the Lord can come at any time. But you got to watch, pray, and stay alert in this last hour. And we just thank God for the word this morning. Being watchful, we have to watch and pray one for another and strengthen. If we see our brother or sister in Christ and they are looking weak in their faith, it is our responsibility to encourage them to keep fighting and holding on to God's unchanging hand. Always remembering, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come. God bless you, Ready Church. Love you all, and continue to pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, too. I tell you, I was on fire over here. Hearing the word of God, I'm like you. I love the word of God. It's the only thing that can save you and change your life in this last hour. And I thank God for how you were talking about, you know, the word of God. So turn from your sin, and he'll give you a new heart and a new spirit on today. And I thank God I know you, and how, you know, you didn't have to take a 12-step program, but you took one step to Jesus. I know, you know, scientists said, you know, that there's mental health out here, and people, you need to go to a psychiatrist, and a lot of these counselors are not even, you know, saved, you know. So, you know, you need somebody to minister life to you through the word of God. The word will work. Yes. It will do everything you need it to do. And we thank God for you on this morning. Thank God
for using you.
And we pray that something that you said, you know, will change somebody's point in life this morning. I tell you, you know, when you, it's like fire set up in your bones, you know, and as you were going forth in the word, I said, Lord, just help me to just maintain, just be quiet. I don't want nobody to miss what they need this morning from the Lord, you know. So we just thank God for you, and thank God for the word of God, and we encourage you to keep on keeping on in this last hour. being a light and salt in the earth. That's what we're to be in this last evil day. We have to be the light in somebody's life, the shine and see Jesus through our life, and salt preserve you on today. We thank God.
Amen.
We have some callers online at this time. We pray something she said. I'm telling you, the word is good and the word is right, and the word will change your life on today. Said the angels rejoice over one sinner that gets saved.
Yes.
He rejoicing. That means you are very special. Out of all these people, billions of people in the world, you are special. Just that special that they rejoice over one. Thank you, God. At this time, you can call us at 518-387-1963. You may call us at 518-387-1963. Caller, you on the air. Caller ending in 9274.
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller, you on the air. 9274. Good morning.
Good morning.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for waking me up this morning.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Calling you on the air. Thank you. God bless you, hon. Calling in and then 5956. All you on the air, 5956. You're on the air. Good morning. Calling in and then 5956. Next caller. Thank you for calling anyway. Calling in 0414. Calling you on the air. 0414. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. You enjoy the word this morning. Caller.
Thank you, Jesus.
You got anything you want to say this morning?
Thank you, Jesus.
Caller, 0414. God bless you. Calling in 9822.
Hello.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you. Thank God for the word. Talk about the money, God. Everybody trying to keep everything, but trying to keep all these different gods with the Lord G, but they're not trying to keep the one, the true and living God. That's the big G. And we're living in, you know, the last evil days. And like she said, you see on Facebook, all they talking about is, you know, advertising for different clothing lines and all this stuff, I guess, with the money they've been giving out. So that's all people thinking about today is money. And money is the root of all evil.
Yes, Lord.
We just got to keep our keepsake, which is the word of God, so we won't get caught up like these other people that we're seeing on social media and around the word. Because God, he's soon to come. And we want to be ready, just like the ready church.
Amen.
So God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Jesus.
All of you on the air. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you this morning. We know that a lot of more is online, but maybe don't want to say
Lord.
Anything, but we just thank God for you this morning. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. God bless you. We're here at the Ready
God
Church.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank
and
you,
the devil
Jesus.
Defeated.
God is exalted.
to be deceived.